This is Ringler Radio, where you get all the latest news and information about structured settlements from Ringler Associates, the first name in structured settlements, helping injured people and their families since 1975. Ringler Radio is made possible in part by Allstate, American General, John Hancock, Liberty Mutual, MetLife, Mutual of Omaha, New York Life, Pacific Life, and Prudential. Now join Ringler Radio host Larry Cohen.
Well, hello and welcome to Ringler Radio, everyone. I'm Larry Cohen, head of Ringler Associates Northeast Operations, and we're certainly glad you could join us today. Well, today on Ringler Radio, we're going to spotlight the Alabama State Bar Association. The Alabama State Bar was created in 1923 and has jurisdiction over the conduct of all Alabama attorneys and is charged with stimulating interest in improving the administration of justice. To help me in that discussion today, I have a co-host, my Ringler colleague and friend Keith Christie from our New Orleans office. Keith also manages our Birmingham and Montgomery, Alabama offices and has over 30 years of insurance and structured settlement experience. Keith has extensive training in all areas of structured settlement policies, procedures, and systems, including the use and application of multiple life market software. Welcome, Keith, and it sounds like you're one of those tech-savvy guys. Is that true?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're one of my go-to guys on that tech stuff. Really good. Well, our special guest today is Anthony Joseph, president of the Alabama State Bar. Mr. Joseph, who we all know as AJ, is an attorney at Maynard Cooper & Gale in Birmingham, Alabama, where his practice focuses on white-collar criminal defense and general civil litigation. He represents companies and individuals in connection with criminal and regulatory investigations, as well as parallel civil and criminal proceeding. In addition, Attorney Joseph often makes presentations on issues pertaining to white-collar criminal defense and a few other subjects. So it sounds like you're a busy man, AJ. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I first would like to say to both of you, thank you for having me on the show.
Terrific. AJ, tell us about your role as president of the Alabama State Bar.
Sure. I would like to first say how much an honor and a blessing it's been to serve as the Alabama State Bar president. It's really been the highlight and special privilege of my professional career. I would say as a general role, the president serves as the president of the Board of Bar Commissioners. And the Board of Bar Commissioners consists of 81 members who are elected from 41 judicial districts in Alabama and through the at-large process through the board. The board is the governing body and the policymaking body of the state bar. And subject to the approval by the Alabama Supreme Court, the Board of Bar Commissioners is authorized to promulgate and enforce the rules relating to admissions, rules of ethics, and discipline of membership. And overall, as you have pointed out, in advancing matters addressing the fair administration of justice. Mm-hmm. The president also serves as the spokesperson on behalf of the bar. He or she is authorized to create task force and make appointments to members to study relevant and timely issues. Much of my year also has been spent traveling across the state and speaking to law students, bar programs, local bar associations, ends of courts, admission ceremonies, law school graduation, church groups, and other ceremonial activities.
So you're a busy man.
It's a busy role.
Yeah, no question.
Well, AJ, let me ask you a couple of questions. Well, the first one is, what are some of the common legal issues that you're currently seeing in today's environment in Alabama?
Well, I think two are sort of the fundamental common issues that we are facing today are access to justice and adequate court funding. And I think both of those inadequacies in the system leads to the inability of some to be able to address some pressing legal needs, such as credit, housing issues, divorce, child custody. And I think there's also, a fundamental common issue in addressing criminal issues and collateral consequences that come as a result of conviction. So those are some of, I think, the common issues that we're seeing today.
Hmm. Well, I assume that those are also a lot of the issues you have with your initiatives in 2014. What is the Alabama Bar doing in 2014 that's really on the agenda to really make something happen down there?
Well, the first thing, and as I just mentioned about the common legal issue, is that's access to justice. And, you know, I feel, and the bar feels, that access to justice is a fundamental problem, you know, one that we should, you know, continue to address as a bar. Alabama, unfortunately, is the seventh poorest state in the country. Almost a fifth of our citizens, about 900,000, live below the poverty level. The civil legal needs of many of those existing at that level just are not being met. However, I am proud to report that this year, as in the past, many Alabama lawyers have really stepped up to the plate and volunteered through our pro bono initiatives. We had over 1,500 members this year to spend almost 11,000 hours and serving more than 9,300 of our citizens in this cause. One of the goals for this year was not only to try to increase the volunteers from the common group of volunteers that we normally get, but also to tap into other groups within the bar, such as in-house counsel lawyers, and government and public lawyers. Mm-hmm. And so this year, I appointed a task force of in-house counsels and public government task force to look at that fundamental issue of how and explore ways to obtain greater participation by in-house lawyers and public and government lawyers in bar activities, including the sections, committees, pro bono work, mm-hmm. and other areas within the bar. And I believe that initiative, in my opinion, has really caught fire, and I think it's going to really show tremendous dividends in the future. The other issue that we addressed this year had to be with law students in law schools. As you both know, aware that, you know, there have been a lot of media reports and commentators to sort of paint the legal profession in a dismal light. But I still believe that the legal profession is the greatest profession on the planet. And that, but we've also seen that there is a decline in law school applications, and there's also mixed reviews in the job market. But notwithstanding that, I firmly believe that the legal sky, that the legal sky is falling, is misleading and void of vision of need and purpose. You know, it's been reported that the legal industry, you know, is a very strong and robust industry at $211 billion, that globalization and increased regulations will continue, in my opinion, to become more complex. More of our lawyers are in the baby boom generation, and I'm one of them. Mm-hmm. But I think, meanwhile, many of the civil legal needs of our poor citizens are going unmet every day. You know, lawyers will continue to be needed. All of that to say is that, you know, that we as a profession may not look the way we did 10 or 15 years ago, but I think the need is even greater.
Well, AJ, let me just say this, AJ. I don't think there's any question that lawyers are going to be needed, despite the ups and downs and the ins and outs over the years. The public needs lawyers to help protect them, and that's kind of what you're talking about with some of this pro bono work down there in Alabama.
That's exactly right.
And AJ, and while we're on the subject with regard to the, you know, the new members or these young people coming out of law school right now, do you find that these individuals are joining the bar? I mean, are they and then does the bar offer them opportunities to advance themselves? I mean, what do you see in respect to that?
Well, you know, first of all, the Alabama State Bar is an integrative bar, a mandatory bar, which means obviously they have to be members of the bar in order to practice. But one of the things I think that I've seen and experienced is that young lawyers are very interested in getting involved. And we as a bar have to provide opportunities for those lawyers to reach those goals, reach those heights, because they do want to participate. They're energetic, they're creative, they're smart, they have new, fresh ideas, and you know, we're happy to bring them in the ranks. And we have, and I believe that the Alabama State Bar in particular, has been very interested in trying to encourage and develop young lawyers as future leaders of our bar.
Well, what are some of the services, AJ, that the Alabama State Bar offers to the profession down there? Give us some examples.
Well, we offer a number of CLE programs throughout the year in various locations around the state. We provide educational publications for our members. We participate in law school mock events, you know, mock trials, attorney-client competitions, mentorship, and we offer services in the in bar sections, task force, and committees as an example of providing service to the profession.
Well, another question I have for you, AJ, is, you know, I know that a lawyer should never knowingly decide a lawyer is number one in the Alabama State Bar Code of Professional Courtesy. Can you tell us a little bit about the Code of Professional Courtesy and how to change the public perception of the legal profession?
Sure. I believe that every lawyer is required to follow the Alabama Rules of Professional Conduct. And the rules are very clear and concrete about what those terms are as it relates to the client-lawyer relationship, as counselor, as advocate, how you treat individuals who are not your clients. But I believe inherent in those rules is a spirit of professionalism and civility. It goes to that golden rule of how we should treat each other and what we say and what we do. The lawyer's code, the lawyer courtesy, as you refer to it, is designed to get to the heart of how it is important to recognize that the person on the other side of the table is your advocate, but not your enemy. That we write, you know, we should write and be and not be disruptive, but try to be more productive. That common courtesy is a fundamental issue, and is just the fundamental issue of doing the right thing. You know, I call it the grandma test. That you don't say, you don't write anything that will cause your embarrassment and shame to your grandmother. And that's really what the code is all about. You know, it's that we reflect on our humble roots, that we recognize as professionals that we have to demonstrate common courtesy to each other. That we don't do things to try to slow things down, that we do things to treat people with kindness and respect, no matter who they are, where they are, at all aspects of it. And that's what it's really about, because I think that the public recognizes discourse, unnecessary discourse, and their perceptions of us is very important in terms of being able to carry out our function and our mission. And that's what the courtesy, the professional courtesy, is all about.
Well, courtesy is always a good standard to go by, and it's always good advice. That's very well said, AJ. You know, recently the Alabama State Bar received the Isaac Hecht Law Client Protection Award for its work with clients. Tell us about the Client Security Fund, which provides a remedy for clients who've lost money or other property as a result of some of the dishonest conduct of some practicing lawyers. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, let me first say that it was an honor for the bar to receive the award. I think it reflects the hard work that was put forth to assure the public of the integrity of the profession. The Client Security Fund was established about 30 years ago by the Alabama State Bar, and it provides a remedy for the few clients who have lost money or other property as a result of dishonest conduct of a practicing attorney, or whose attorneys have unexpectedly passed away without making proper provisions for incomplete work by providing some reimbursement to those clients. So that's what it generally is about.
Well, back in April, with regard to, you know, some more issues in Alabama, there was some storms that devastated four counties in Alabama. The Young Lawyers section of the Alabama State Bar will now provide legal assistance to the low-income individual who had impact to that storm. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Immediately after the storm, the Alabama State Bar, in coordination with FEMA and the ABA, activated our young lawyer section to provide free legal assistance to low-income individuals affected in those four counties being Jefferson, Lee, Limestone, and Baldwin. The volunteer lawyers programs in those respective areas served as the focal point of contact. And then the matters, when they came into that office, the affected individuals were then paired up with Alabama State young lawyers who volunteered, and they participated in that process through a hotline, by working at clinics and resource centers across the state. The lawyers fielded questions and they assisted those individuals in, you know, filing insurance claims. We have a terrific young lawyer section. I mean, and as I mentioned before, they are smart, they're energetic, and they're very committed, and they did just continue to do just a fantastic job.
Well, you know, it's interesting the fact that they provided the free legal services to those folks in those counties. That says a lot for the organization, and I'm sure you got a lot of good feelings about that. Well, let's take a quick
proud of them.
No question. Well, let's take a quick break right now and be back in a minute right here on Ringler Radio with attorney Anthony Joseph, president of the Alabama Bar, and Keith Christie, my co-host from New Orleans. We'll be right back.
This is Ringler Radio from Ringler Associates, the leader in the structured settlements profession nationwide. Did you know that Ringler is involved in a third of all structured settlement cases in the country? Ringler Associates works with all the parties in a lawsuit settlement to find the best possible financial solution for the people involved. There's a Ringler Associate in all the major cities of the U.S. No one has more experience than a Ringler Associate. Check out our new website at www.ringlerassociates.com for the best information for claimants, legal professionals, and claims personnel, and to find the Ringler Associate nearest you. When it's your interest at stake in a lawsuit settlement, you want only the best financial plan. You can count on Ringler Associates to structure a customized plan that meets the needs of you and your family for the future. Visit ringlerassociates.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Ringler Radio. Glad you could join us. I'm your host, Larry Cohen, and I'm joined today by my co-host, Keith Christie, and our special guest, Anthony Joseph, president of the Alabama State Bar. AJ, looking back at this past year as president, how would you assess performance? If you've met your goals for the organization, how do you assess that? How do you measure that?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not sure you can truly measure it, but you know, I guess if I could respond to that question, our theme this year rested on a principle of relevancy, and I'd use the phrase relevancy was a cornerstone that binds us as a bar and as a profession. And I looked at our goal was to develop an agenda that was relevant to all of our members, regardless of age, location, and type of practice, and addressing and just kind of going to the fundamental obligation of service to the profession and service to our community. As I mentioned earlier, one of the important strides that I wanted to try to address this year was access to justice. And what could we do to try to increase the numbers and fill the void? And I believe that in-house government lawyers task force is on the way to achieving that. We're not there yet, but I think we made some tremendous strides. A law school initiative was started this year that I see with great promise in providing hope, encouragement, and preparing those lawyers to come, those law students to come out of law school prepared to practice law. Court funding continues to be an important an agenda item that clearly was not achieved this year, but it's something that I think we at least put on the table, and that's part of the conversation. We developed a very important veterans task force that's starting to really gain momentum. We have a booklet that provides some really critical information that we're going to disseminate over the summer. I think that's going to be an important goal that initiative. I think is going to really gain some momentum. Our digital task force and our digital communication department has just done a tremendous job of improving us visually from a functional standpoint, from a practical standpoint, and their work is still continuing, but I think today has just shown just tremendous progress. All of that to say is that, you know, the goals of the bar, I think, are ongoing, but I remain confident that the mission and purpose of service was evident this year, and that the folks who volunteered and served this year have just done just a remarkable job. So I think we had a great year. It continues, and hopefully I'll continue to be part of that process going forward.
Great.
Well, AJ, let me ask you something. As you're wrapping up your year, your tenureship, you know, with a new president assuming the office in mid-July, as a president, what do you personally took away this year from your work with the Alabama state law?
Well, three real simple things. One is just how blessed and how fortunate I am to be a lawyer and to be a member of this bar. The second thing was working with just a great staff at the bar. I've always known they were great people, but working with them on a daily, weekly basis has just been a tremendous honor for me. And more importantly, the service that's been provided by the many, many lawyer volunteers across the state has just been heartwarming and a tremendous boost for me as president this year. So I've been blessed, and it's been a great year, and being able to associate and work with so many different great lawyers this year has just been an honor.
Terrific. Why don't you share with our audience, AJ, as we wrap this up, highlight some of the upcoming events that the Alabama Bar is going to be involved with. A couple of the things you want to highlight.
Well, I mean, the main thing right now I wanted to highlight is really one thing is the upcoming annual meeting, which is July the 9th to the 12th in Sandestin. It's the sort of the highlight of the year. Obviously, it's my last official meeting, but more importantly, it's a meeting that provides outstanding continual education courses, introduction to cutting-edge technology. We have some interesting panel discussions and some outstanding award ceremonies being taken place. So that's really the most, a significant upcoming event before my year concludes.
Terrific. And I also can't help but notice that it's happening down on the beach there. So you made a good choice for that place, I'll tell you right now.
Yes, sir. One of the things we're saying is making it relevant and making it fun.
You got that right. Well, this has been a great conversation, AJ. If people want to find out more about the Alabama State Bar, what's the website they can go to?
www.alabar.org. That's www.alabar.org.
Alabar.org. Well, that's terrific. And Keith, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
They can reach me via email at kchristie@ringlerassociates.com. And or my cell phone at area code 504-616-6263. Or they can go to the Ringler website and search on the jurisdictional aspect of where you are looking for, and you can find me under the Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana jurisdictions.
Taking over the whole SEC, it looks like, down there, Rick.
I have.
Hey, and one note before I leave you, AJ, on this, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you specifically, how would they do that? Do you have an email?
I do have an email. It's ajoseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, at Maynard Cooper, M-A-Y-N-A-R-D, Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R .com.
Terrific. And I want to remind our audience, as Keith said, if you want to get any Ringler associate or contact them, get involved with the structured settlement issue, Go to ringlerassociates.com. Tremendous amount of information. You can access any of the Ringler Associates all around the country. And if you want to hear Ringler Radio shows, including this show or any other show, we've done quite a few of them, you can get that from ringlerassociates.com, ringlerradio.com, or legaltalknetwork.com, or you can go to iTunes where you can download the shows and listen on your iPad, iPod, or whatever other device you have. Put those earphones on and go out and listen to AJ and Keith and myself talking about the Alabama Bar. Well, with that, AJ, I just want to thank you again for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And Keith,
AJ, thank you so much.
Keith, thank you for being a great co-host.
I appreciate it, Larry.
Terrific. And for all of our listeners out there, go out there and have a great day.
The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer. Thanks for listening to Ringler Radio. With over a million listeners, Ringler Associates, the first name in structured settlements. Visit ringlerassociates.com today.